Hello, welcome to TK Radio on Wednesday, September the 12th.
I'm Ben Harris.
I'm Graham Meek.
And I'm Philip Hayes.
And today we have our guest. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Carrie Ball, and I am a language arts and reading teacher here at TK Stone Middle School.
So, Ms. Ball, what are you involved in so far this year at TK?
Well, I'm involved in a whole lot of activities at TK. I'm the cheerleading coach, and I'm also involved with the academic team, Fuel Up to Play 60, and the speech and debate team.
So, how's our cheerleading team look this year?
Cheerleading's going really well. They're doing a great job, and I'm pretty proud of them.
Well, which one are you most involved in?
So far, I'm the most involved in cheerleading, just because we started in the summer, and we're still going.
What is your role in the activity of cheerleading?
For cheerleading, I am the head coach, so I have to help with making the routines and making sure the girls are doing exactly what they should be.
So, Ms. Ball, what all activities were you involved in middle school?
In middle school, I was involved in cheerleading as well as academic team.
How could others get involved with these activities?
With cheerleading, we have tryouts at the very end of each school year. For academic team, we just had tryouts this past week. If you're still interested, you can see myself or Mrs. Shearer. And for debate team, you can see myself or Mrs. Perry.
If you could teach a different subject besides language arts, what would it be and why?
If I could teach another subject other than language arts, I'd probably teach social studies just because I love history and I like the whole idea of having to teach our students about what's happened in the past.
So, first I gotta ask you, how's our academic team looking?
You know, I haven't quite seen them this year. I know last year we did a really great job and I hope that we can surpass the goals that we reached last year.
Taylor Sine, she should do good.
Yes, she did a great job.
So is there something you would rather do in all this?
No, you know, I think I like exactly what I'm doing this year. I think it works out well for me.
All right, we have an off-the-ball question. If you could be in any book, what would it be?
If I could be in any book, that's a tough one. I want to say The Hunger Games, but I don't think I would last very long. So I think I'm going to have to say Harry Potter.
Which character would you be?
Which character would I be?
Yeah.
I like Hermione because she's smart, but she's still pretty tough. And I like the idea of learning how to use a wand on people. I could use it on my students a lot. That'd be a good idea.
Finally, what is your favorite part of TK?
My favorite part of TK? We have so many great students and staff at TK. We really are the best middle school in the United States. So I love that I have the opportunity to work here with all these great people every day.
I thought you were going to say me, but...
And you guys, too, of course.
All right. Thank you.
So, which class of students was your favorite?
Which class of students? You know, I don't know if I can pick a favorite with the school year just starting off so well, but last year will always hold a special place in my heart since they were my first year of teaching.
So, Ms. Ball, what's your favorite video game?
My favorite video game? My favorite video game is old school Mario. So I'm the bomb.
Yoshi?
Yoshi's the best.
Yoshi.
You can't beat Yoshi.
Yes. He's my favorite, too. Dinosaur. So, Miss Ball, if you could change the TK's mascot to another animal, what would it be?
You know, I think I really like the panther, and I like how we have it in all of the schools at E-Town. But I think a good name for E-Town would be the E-Town Eagles. Sounds pretty good. I like the alliteration there.
I like that, too. It's nice.
So, you mentioned Fuel Up to Play 60 earlier. What is your role in that?
For Fuel Up to Play 60, I am one of the program advisors, and Fuel Up to Play 60 is a group that we have and that is in schools all over the nation that promotes healthy eating and active lifestyles. And so my role is to encourage students at TK to get involved with those two things, with eating healthy during school and after school, and participating in either a sport after school or in some type of physical activity.
What are you currently having your students study right now in your classes?
In my language arts classes, we are currently just going over some basics, the elements of literature, talking about plot and theme and character and setting, and all of those really important things that make up a story. And then in my sixth grade class, I teach critical reading as well. We're talking about facts and opinions and reasoning, and we're getting ready to start a debate unit. And then my reading extensions class, we're reading a novel called Watson's Go to Birmingham, 1963. And it deals with the idea of segregation and discrimination in the 60s, and I think the kids are really enjoying that one. It's pretty funny.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of homework.
Yeah. It's a little bit of homework, but I think they like it.
So I heard we're getting a smoothie bar.
Yes.
For Fuel Up to Play 60.
Yes, we are hoping to get a smoothie bar for Fuel Up to Play 60. We'll either have it in the cafeteria or in the gym. And we'll have all different types that students can taste beforehand, and then we'll select out of all those different kind, and we'll have two or three options available for the students that are healthy smoothie options for during the school day.
So will these smoothies cost $1?
We're not sure on the final price yet. It'll be something pretty cheap that the students can afford, but we're still working on that aspect.
I know in our art class we're designing the Panther Cafe that's supposed to be in the back of the auditorium. What's that going to be about?
Well, that also has to do with Fuel Up to Play 60. This summer, Beth Ann Weinbarger, she's now a freshman at E-Town High. We went to the Fuel Up to Play 60 conference this summer, and after we returned, we got an email saying that if anybody had an idea of what, if they had $10,000, what would they do with it, and to submit their ideas. And so Beth Ann submitted the idea of putting in the Purple and Gold Cafe, I believe it's called, into our gym where we have a little extra space that we don't use, and we could sell healthy snacks and drinks for students either during our Freedom Fridays that we have here at school or after school. And so Beth Ann will actually be going back to Washington, D.C. this month to figure out if she won that $10,000 for our school.
So, Miss Ball, I heard homecoming is coming up in the next 2 days. It's on Friday.
Yep.
And every week we have a theme each day for students to dress up like.
Right.
Next year, if you could choose a theme, what would it be?
When I think of themes, I think of the themes that we did when I was in middle school and high school. And the two biggest, or I guess three biggest ones I can remember, we did one where every different grade level had a movie they had to portray in their hallway. And they decorated the entire hallway like that movie. And so all of the lockers, all of the doors, the ceilings, everything was covered up in whatever movie you had. And so I think we had Mary Poppins or something crazy like that. And so our whole hallway for the whole week was decorated, so that's pretty fun. The other big one that I like is something like going through the decades, where each day you'd have to do a different dress from a different era. So Monday would be the 60s, Tuesday 70s, Wednesday 80s, and so on and so forth. I think it'd be really neat to see what the kids could come up with.
That sounds like fun. I don't know if I'd want the Hunger Games movie, though.
Yeah, that might be a little scary.
Bloody.
It might be a little bloody in the hallway.
So if you could play any sport at TK, like participate in it besides cheerleading and volleyball, what would it be?
That's a tough one. I really, really, really like basketball, though. I love watching basketball and football, I guess. But if I had to do one, I'd probably say football, and I'd probably be the quarterback, because I tried basketball before, and I was really bad at it, like horrible at basketball. I can't make a shot. I can't make it. And so I can throw a ball pretty well, and so I think that'd probably be my safe bet.
So you mentioned debate club earlier. What all is it that you do in debate club?
For the debate team, it is for all over the state of Kentucky. And we have a team here at TK that comes together, and we are given a topic to debate about. And we have to debate both the pro side and the con side. And so we go to a state competition in Louisville every year. And last year, we won third place at TK, so we're hoping to do even better this year.
So, Miss Ball, I was just thinking about this.
Okay.
Where did you go to high school?
I went to high school on Fort Knox.
All right.
Do you like our school system or theirs better?
I don't think I can pick. They're both different, but I love them both.
This concludes our latest episode of TK Radio. Any last comments, Ms. Ball?
I don't think so. I just want to thank you guys for having me on today, and great job.
I'm Graham, signing off.
I'm Ben, Swagga Jammin' Harris.
And I'm Phil, signing off.